Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tiche. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Les Tiche. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almada moves to second. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Almada moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almada scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada who is chasing the ball. Hemsley reaches third base with a triple. Campbell scores. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Tiche, and towards Kress, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Hemsley scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Larry applying the tag. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les T.J. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. T.J. hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. Almada moves to second. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-0 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner misplays the ball. That's an error on Hefner. Larry moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Larry steals third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Heath reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. Hemsley goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada who is chasing the ball. Trosky reaches third base with a triple. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Indians. Ed Cole now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball towards right. Bell catches it and throws to home to double up Trotsky. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Clift strikes out. 1 out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Kress moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Averill catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Averill. Kress scores. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Mel Mazzara pinch hits for Ed Cole. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Van Atten now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Atta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Almada bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Almada moves to third. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Almada scores. McQuinn scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Heath moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky bunts in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. Averill moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heath scores. Averill moves to third. It's 8-5, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Keltner moves to second. It's 9-5, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-2 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harder for the out. Keltner moves to third. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Almada strikes out. 1 out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mills for the out. McQuinn moves to second. 2 outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Clift reaches second base with a double. McQuinn scores. It's 9-6, Indians. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Roy Hughes pinch hits for Russ Van Atta. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes strikes out. 1 out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards center. Averill fields it and throws to second to catch Hefner for the out. Sullivan moves to third. 2 outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bobo Newsom now pitching. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-3 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.